Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Big Level.
That'd be really weird.
Wherever you are in our great state. Go ahead.
No, I was just commenting on your Big Level.
Big Level. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out, let somebody else do the cooking for you. We have great steakhouses all over the state just ready for your order. Ribeye, strip, porterhouse filet, whatever it is, they'll cook it up for you and cook it right. Enjoy a steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, perhaps with a certain logo on it, perhaps with a certain thing that we are all been talking about, what this show is going to be about today. Just go ahead and let you know.
Perhaps.
Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowed by the half shell. What's he doing? Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com.
Restaurant propaganda.
That's right. It's not propaganda when it's the truth.
It's true.
Restaurant Tyler is Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. Ooh, I might go there tomorrow. I might go grab some lunch at Restaurant Tyler tomorrow. I'm feeling a little black and catfish tomorrow. We'll see, though. We'll see how it goes. But don't be surprised if you see me rolling up to Restaurant Tyler tomorrow for lunch. And I hope to see you there. So much great food to be had every time you're at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to get the kind of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Big thank you to everybody who came out yesterday for the Not Fall Camp Tour. It started with the Robbie Falk Show, we'll just call it that, the high school Starkville special that he put together. That was really great. Always great to talk some high school football. Robbie, nobody better in the city of Starkville to do that with than Robbie Falk. Not Fall Camp Tour, big shout out to Terry Powell and Barton Dinkins, the two brothers, for letting us have that great setup. Enjoyed having the backdrop of the Cotton District right there. Even when it started raining, we were in great shape there. Big thanks to Brandon Langua from Mississippi State SID, who I went to a couple weeks ago and just said, hey, this is what we're doing. What can we do? And he provided us with an all-star lineup. I thought all of the interviews were very good, Robbie, but one kind of stood above the rest, and we're going to go to that interview right now. I feel like we need to let everybody hear it if you haven't heard it yet. This was our conversation with Mississippi State Athletic Director Zach Selman. We hit on a lot of topics, but we hit on one.
There are a lot of people that want Mississippi State to be great, not just within the vet school, but want to see it on the gridiron as well. I was asking Haydad just a second ago. This is the time of year where people are excited about the start of a new school year. There's an energy on a college campus. From your perspective, what's the level of excitement and energy kind of leading into this football season?
There's a lot of excitement. Anytime you go through fall camp, there's something new. And, I mean, you played football growing up. It's a new team, new coaches, new dynamics. You're starting to put in scouting reports, all of that stuff. There's a lot of optimism in what we're doing. And we've grown. We flipped the roster. We're excited to get ready to go play in Hattiesburg here in a couple weeks. It seems like we've been practicing for a while now, but we're getting closer and closer to the game week prep. We're excited. Our guys have been doing a great job working their tails off. Had a great practice this morning, and I know we're excited about getting our guys out on the field and seeing what we can do. Both, you know, early on in the season, we got you love this league because of the level of competition you get to go against, and the home games we have this season will be incredible. So a lot of good hope and optimism because of the job that our coaching staff did in the offseason. Now it's time to put in the work and get ready for August 30th down in Hattiesburg.
Yeah. We talked to your counterpart up in Oxford last week, and we asked him this question. I want to hear from you. What is your August checklist look like? What, you know, we get to August 1, you're like, all right, we're 30 days out from football. What do I have to do as the athletic director?
Yeah, it's at this stage of your career, you kind of get pretty rhythmic in what you're doing, but it's getting everything ready from a training camp standpoint. And first and foremost, it's our student athletes that have been here all summer getting ready through summer school and getting move-in ready. And as camps get going, we talk about football quite a bit, but you also got volleyball camp going on and soccer camps, and we're starting soccer season. So you're kind of getting everything ready for the fall. And then you're also, personally, you always got your own kids that you're dealing with. So, you know, our kids started school this week, and they've been bellyaching about having to go back. But it's just that time of year, and we've got kids moving into regular students at Mississippi State are moving into campus today. So it's that time of year everything starts to get cranked up. And, you know, the best part about our job is the energy that comes on a college campus. And so when people start coming back, that's what makes it really exciting. But we'll be ready for our home competitions and everything we're going through. But it's an exciting time. Anytime August hits, it's go time.
Some of those students got done with the moving early, and they've made it here to Two Brothers, and they seem to be having a good time. So, yeah, got the hard work out of the way, and then they get to hang out a little bit before classes start.
Heck of a deal. Yeah, enjoy it.
Not a bad
way
to
go. You say that like they're doing hard work after classes start, though.
Well, you know, some of them are. So
not Brian.
No, my days are over on that. You know, I work 3 to 6, and that's all you're getting out of me. I like to get on him about money. I like to make fun of him. You know, he's got all the money in the world. You, on the other hand, raised $85 million last season. That's a historic number, obviously, here at Mississippi State. Is it easier for you to convince somebody who you know has money to come up with big money, or is it easier to come up, ask the average fan, hey, can you give us $100, $200, whatever you could afford a month?
We've got great fans and great people, and I mean, with the khaki shorts that Richard's got on, you can tell he's got money. but
you know, I just pulled this gift out, man, that I was going to give to you. I may just put this back in the box.
We'll take the shorts. But when you've got a great – what we do changes lives. And I know there's a lot of things going on in college sports, but what happens when you have the impact of college or higher education in sport is truly remarkable. We've got incredible fans. We've got an incredible donor base. So it's been truly – showing a story, showing a vision of what Mississippi State has been, what we see it as, and it takes resources. So our Bulldog Club team have done an incredible job, and our Bulldog Club members, and it takes a little bit of everybody. And that's one of the things that clearly anytime you set records, it's cool because you look back and say it was pretty special, and you can't do it alone. I've said that so many times. But we've got great people at Mississippi State that care about our institution, that care about us being successful. And in this era, it takes incredible resources. So we've got a lot more momentum going on this year. And just like we talked about starting a new football season or new sports season, what we did last year, we got to make sure that we carry forward and get ready for this year, because we're not trying to just do it a little bit. We're trying to have a sustained program, and it's going to take incredible resources, especially with the level of competition we're going against.
Well, I can promise you, if we win enough games against Ole Miss this year, you'll have at least one more donor on the rolls. I promise you that will occur.
We'll sit. I'll be at your house the next day.
I think you better go to his house to get that check. I think that's maybe the... Don't worry about that.
So. Perfect. We asked Keith Carter the same question. So fundraising, obviously a big deal in this era in particular. What are you guys doing internally, though, to help be more efficient so the burden is not exclusively on the outside to be able to compete in this era?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, coming up in the fundraising side of our industry, I always, you know, sit down with donors, prospective donors, and see their faces, not only just see who they are, but you hear about their story and their families. On the flip side of that, I've always, because of those experiences, always looked at is we got to make sure we're the best stewards of those resources as well. So over the past 18 months, really since we've gotten here, we've looked at every expense that we've had, the way that we travel, the way that we invest in certain programs and certain initiatives. We're trying to be, and we don't say the word lean, we try to be as healthy as possible. And again, we've had to make a lot of tough decisions to make sure we are, when we do go sit down with our Bulldog Club members and so many others, that we know that we're taking care of the resources. We show everything. We're very transparent in everything that we do as far as what our expenses are. You know, moving teams around. We all know what's going on with NIL and now rev share, what we're having to come up with. So it's a new age of what we're doing. But I've been so pleased with the way that our team has came together to make sure that, again, you can't cut a main artery and be competitive. But we're being as healthy as we possibly can to continue to have, you know, 16 high-profile programs that are going to go out there and compete at a high level.
Zach, you've got a boss in Mark Keenum that cares deeply about the place that he works. He cares deeply about Mississippi State. He also cares deeply about athletics and success on the athletics. Mississippi State made a commitment to you this year during the off season in terms of extending your deal and making sure that we're competitive in terms of, you know, across with your colleagues as well. What does that mean to you? A couple of years in, your deal wasn't up yet, and they said, hey, we want you to be here, and we want this to be a long-term thing.
Yeah, what Dr. Keenum and his family have done here has been incredible. And, you know, Dr. Keenum, I've said it so many times, he's the main reason why my family and I decided to move here almost, you know, 3 years ago, because I aligned with what he was all about as a person. Like, take out being a fantastic college president. Take out what he's done with the college football playoffs. He's an unbelievable human being, unbelievable leader. So to have that level of alignment and commitment, you know, one thing I've learned is if you don't have alignment in anything, you can't be successful. And so to have a boss, have a leader, have a mentor like Dr. Keenum is incredible. And it's not just for me. You know, he was out at football practice last week talking to our guys. Anytime we need him to meet with a recruit, that goes incredible. That doesn't happen everywhere. And it's not just in passing. It's he's spending time with them, you know, 20-plus minutes in his office showing around what it means to be a Mississippi State Bulldog. So to have that level of support is incredible, and that's something that, you know, I never take for granted.
We do have a gift for you. I think we're going to hold on to you for one more segment, but I'm going to give you this. So Gentil is a Mississippi company. They have been one of our partners for a long time. And we've got some Mississippi State gear. I'm gonna pull it out so you can show it off. So we got the gray hoodie with the interlocking MSU.
Now that is a great logo.
That's awesome.
Do you like that logo?
I was not
I
setting
like
him up for this.
Yeah. I do like
that's
that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good looking right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, sure. You so, wear that about, proudly.
I certainly will.
So. Zach Keenum. I just got two of them.
Dr. Zach Keenum.
I just got adopted by the Keenum family. Thank you.
That's not all bad. Not all bad. Zach Selman.
Now we were just joking around about this, but I would not be doing my journalistic due diligence, as they say, if I did not ask this question. You know as well as I do, there's a lot of public support to make a change, to go from the state script, to go from the banner M back to that logo right there that was, you know, so popular at Mississippi State back when I was a younger man. Is there any momentum in the athletic side of that to do that?
Yeah, we're excited about some of the plans that we have. And, you know, one of the things that I think you've realized since we've been here is we're going to listen to our fans.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I was really excited about was we had an outside group that started some focus groups for us with fans that, you know, started in May and got some really meaningful dialogue and ideas, not just on the marks and the logos, but a lot of other things that we can do from a fan experience side. We've got our next meeting next month, and we've also got a couple student kind of council feedback groups. So we're going to constantly look at ways that we can meet the needs of not only what we're doing. You know, our student athletes are always the primary focus of what we have to do. But if you call it 1A, then 1B is our fans. And we've got the best fans in America, passionate fans. And I know how much the logo and the marks mean to so many people. So we'll continue to look at it, but just know our team is working tirelessly, and when the time is right, we'll make sure to
what? Y'all can't see it. If you're not watching on Super Talk TV, he's got this little grin when he's talking to me about this. Just a little tiny grin.
It's just a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. Yeah. You're in the Cotton District.
Hey, Dad, weren't you a huge advocate for state script, and now you've changed your mind again?
I have a whole reasoning for that, and my reasoning is very solid. That I like the state script, first and foremost. I think it's a great brand. I like the idea of branding as state, because I've said when I was growing up as a kid, the Egg Bowl is State versus Ole Miss. So I like that idea, and I like the logo itself. When I threw my support fully behind the state script, I didn't know that we could possibly get that back. And once I realized, oh, wait, we can have this. This is, I don't have a problem with the athletic department being branded with the state script. I like that logo, but this is Mississippi State football to me, and that's just my opinion as a fan and as you know one person. I know your job is to represent all of us. So, but that being said, if I'm listening to what you just said, I would take that as encouraging.
And our fans have been, again, incredible. The feedback.
That's a good-looking logo.
That's a good look.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it? And, again, I love the idea of branding. If you're in the South and you say state, people know who you're talking about.
Absolutely.
There's only
know.
One state in the SEC. I know LSU, but they are LSU.
They're not LSU. So before we came on the air today, I got an email. You've been a busy man today. You made some hires. I asked you this question once before. It feels like in this NIL era, everybody's got these job titles that didn't exist a week ago. So tell me about these people that you brought in on staff today.
Yeah, one of the things you've got to constantly, not stay ahead of the curve, but constantly evolve. And so we put out an announcement earlier with our CFO, Mitch Moser, who's a longtime CFO at Duke and has a great career at Huron Consulting. He's came in and done an unbelievable job. You know, now with how we're sharing revenue, there's also some reporting mechanisms that we have to do, and it's significant dollars that you're talking about. So Mitch has came on, have been a great addition. And then Greg Phillips, we started a talent management services unit, which is a brand new unit for us. It's overseeing everything from how we evaluate talent, so working with all of our sport programs, and not only just with rep share, but also with third-party NIL deals. And then KK came on in our Bulldog Club, and she's out seeing through our Bulldog Club members, seeing them, people that have businesses that want to do, meaningful business deals with some of our student-athletes. We know our student-athletes have great influence, whether it's from their social footprint, their voice. You know, what we really work with our student-athletes on is look at yourself as not only your brand, what you're doing now, but how can you do it long term. So this was just another step in that direction that we always want to be a leader in college athletics. We want to stay ahead of the curve as much as we can, but also know that announcements like today show us, in addition to the great people we already have, and we've assembled, you call it maroon glasses or whatever, I'll take our team against anybody in America. And so we've had great people and continue to add to great people. Special things can happen. So I'm really excited about Mitch, Greg, and KK. And I know that was announced earlier today.
Visiting with Zach Selman, Athletics Director at Mississippi State. It's our Not Fall Camp Tour, all things Mississippi State today. While we're on the topic of hiring, I feel like you could know what Mississippi State baseball is and know what the reputation is. But until you're around the program, until you're in the stadium, maybe it's hard to realize just how important it is to Mississippi State people. You certainly are in a spot where you recognize that, and you went out and you hired Brian O'Connor this year. We're going to get a chance to visit with him coming up in just a little while. What a home run hire.
Yeah, we always look at it as the reason I got in this business because, again, it changes people's life for the better, and I've just been a firm believer that you can win at the highest levels, be a good person, be about the right stuff. And you're exactly right. When you come to Mississippi State and you see Duty Noble and you experience it, it's another level. Our fan base, the grills, the rigs, everything, the players that we've had, Coach Polk. So it's special. And then when you want to have a leader, you want to have somebody that, again, can not only just win, like that's easy to be competent in what they're doing, but I think also be a part about the right stuff. And, Coach O'Connor, I'm glad he's going to be on. He's a Hall of Fame coach, but one of the things that I love about him is he's a Hall of Fame person. And you see him as a husband. You see him as a father. You see him around his staff and his players. You can see why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. I love that about him. And he's such a great fit for us, such a great fit for everything that we're doing here. And I know we're going to have a lot of good times with Coach O'Connor. He's done an unbelievable job in a short period of time, and we're really pleased with him being on board with us.
You mentioned fans a second ago. It's never been easier to stay home. I mean, it's the screens are bigger. Everything's more expensive when you go to games across the country. What are you guys doing to get them back?
Yeah, and our fans, again, I said it, our student-athletes are always 1A, if you will, fans 1B. We're constantly looking at ways that we can get better there. And we want to listen to our fans all the time. Because of things like that, you always expect things to happen quickly. And sometimes things just don't happen as quick as we'd all like them to. You look at starting this year, we'll be September 6th will be at Arizona State. We've done things like lights at Davis Wade. We're working on things down the road that we can do with different concessions. Clearly, we've talked a lot about what we're going to do from a sound perspective. So we're constantly looking at ways that we can add new fan elements, knowing that we really look at it as from a driveway to a driveway perspective. What are we doing to make sure that we are giving people the opportunities to still come? Because I recognize we've got people that are spending their hard-earned dollars and be doing a lot of different things or staying at home. We want to make sure we're continuing to give them a reason to come. And that's something that our team has worked tirelessly on, and we'll never stop working on ways to not only have a great in-game experience, but throughout the year. And we've got a lot of room that we'll continue to look at how we can grow. And I've been really encouraged with the steps that we have taken and knowing like the meaningful dialogue back and forth that we've had with our fans has been really good. Because, you know, I was a religion major in college, and we were going
really?
To do – yeah. You didn't know
he
that?
He said that. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, we were going
like
to go do –
like history of religion?
Yeah.
Did you want to be a pastor?
No, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I was always okay. interested in, you know, growing up in the church, always interested in learning more.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of loved a couple of my religion professors there at Wake. And everybody, as a small liberal –
especially at Wake, yeah.
You have to take a couple classes, and I just – like, I want to major in this. But, you know, I had one of my professors, and we were doing a mission trip to Liberia, West Africa. And he said, go and figure out what the people need before you have your ideas of what they want. And so we've taken that same approach. Clearly, there's the core things of what we have to do, things like lights. That's a core thing we have to do. But we're also really being intentional about, you know, each sport is a little different, and each fan experience is a little different, just like we're all different right here. So we want to take the feedback that we are getting, doing what we can, and knowing, again, that it takes time. But we rolled out a facilities master plan, and that wasn't just to put out a master plan. It was to give us a guidepost, and every element of that is how can we make our student athletes better, perform better, to win, but also how do we give our fans a better experience in each of our areas. So that's something that we'll constantly pursue at a high, high level.
You've had a chance to talk to any of the older state fans like myself that will tell you about this Southern Miss series and what it means?
No, tell me about it.
That used to be a big deal. I mean, and that's not trying to slight the USM fans that are out there now, but it's obviously different. But, goodness, going up every year playing them in Jackson, I mean, this used to be a huge rivalry. So I'm glad that we're still playing Southern Miss, you know, unlike some schools. I think it's a good deal for the state, and I'm looking forward to going down to Hattiesburg.
Yeah, we're excited. We'll be there August 30th.
August 30th. I'll be there. I'll see you there.
138 degrees.
Doesn't matter.
Kickoff. That's right.
It could be 200
matter.
Degrees.
The,
we'll be
the
there.
The press box is air-conditioned and the windows are shut. That's all I must say.
So. Good to know.
All right, let's talk about what we just talked about there in that interview, and that's brought to you by our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Everybody seemed to have a great time. Everybody was enjoying wings and barbecue and drinks, and I'm glad we were able to put some people in the seats for Two Brothers. And as you know, I one thing I enjoyed was that Richard said, you know, hey, Dad, we know you talk about this restaurant all the time and how good it is and how much you enjoy it. And, you know, when you hear it from the same person over and over again, sometimes maybe, you know, it loses a little luster. So Richard's like, let me tell you that the food here is fantastic. He said he really enjoyed it. He didn't have.
Yeah, what did y'all eat? Y'all went inside.
I didn't eat. He went and he had a fried shrimp taco or a shrimp taco. He said it was delicious. And then he didn't get the pork rind nachos. He got the pulled pork cheese fries with some slaw on it and some barbecue sauce. He said it was just outstanding. So really, really good. Glad everybody had a good time there. And if you want to have a great meal, the place to go, you know it, is Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50?
When you need technology for your business, call Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier or a printer, new computer, new laptop, whatever it is, because you're not only going to get that great product, but you know that when you hang up the phone and the deal is done, the service remains. You know that you're going to be able to call them anytime and say, look, I'm having a problem, and they're going to get to you a lot of times the same day. Who else is making that guarantee with you? Who else is telling you we can be there within 24 hours? Not a lot. Not a lot. So keep it in Mississippi with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this football season and you know the families like dad, mom, can we get some new MSU shirts? You know where to go. It's Maroon & Co. Nobody has a bigger or better selection in Starkville than Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white under one roof. Hats, t-shirts, polos, pullovers, hoodies, sweatshirts, cowbells. What do you need for your car, your tailgate, your house, whatever it is? It's all right there at Maroon & Co. And we have our discount code, Thunder15. We'll take 15% off the regular price on any purchase. Don't miss out this football season. When you're coming up to Starkville, you're looking for great gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. It's hot outside. It's going to be hot this weekend. You're probably going to be out there mowing the lawn and thinking, man, I wish I had me a brand new John Deere zero-turn mower to get this job done quickly. Well, you can. Just before you go, just tell your wife, hey, look, honey, I'm going outside to mow the lawn. All right? That's what you tell her. Now, it's going to end up being true. But you're going to make a quick detour to Saltillo. You're going to head over to Scruggs. You're going to buy that brand new John Deere mower. They're going to take $2,700 off the price for you. How about that? And you come back home with your new mower, and then you're back inside. And I'm going to tell you, that mower is going to make that job so quick, your wife's not going to know you were gone any extra time. So you just go out there, and you get that done. Head to Saltillo, pick yourself up a new John Deere mower. Don't be out there in that summer heat all day long trying to get the lawn look the way you want it. Put some John Deere power behind you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. All right. So since that interview has happened, that guy, he was grinning like a Cheshire cat. He was grinning like a possum. He knew something was afoot, and it was, and we just got literally 10 minutes before we started recording this podcast. Mississippi State announces a Snow Bowl commemorative uniform, a different one than they ran in 2012, obviously, because it's going to be an exact replica of the Snow Bowl uniform for a whiteout against the University of Tennessee with the white interlocking helmet. I have to say this. I would caution Zach Selman just a little bit. This cannot be a one-off. They can't do that. If they do that, it's going to make people madder. This has got to be the first step of a change. I think it has to be.
Mississippi State fans have the ball in their court at this point.
Yeah.
It's now moved into like, okay, you've now given it to them in 2023. You've given it to them in 2025. And I don't think that this has been like in the makings for a long time. I don't recall, you know, some murmurings behind the scenes about this being a thing. And I could be completely wrong, but this is in recent weeks, this topic has come up. And we've heard some rumors about there being a game where they're going to use the interlocking helmet. But I don't think this has been a long-term thing, which means that it doesn't take much effort to make that a permanent deal.
Right.
It's a sticker. It's not like you're having to go to Adidas and get printed a ton of stickers like you do like jerseys, and it takes a long time to process that. These are stickers. I mean, the guy in the video put it on in like 10 seconds. So you put the state script stickers on week to week or however that works. You know, they put the flying M on the helmets, things like that. It shouldn't take much effort to put the interlocking sticker on the helmet.
Right.
So if you're not willing to do that for a full season, then you're just not willing to compromise. You're not willing to do it. Period. It's not a situation where it's something that takes a lot of effort or takes a lot of behind the scenes, all that. You just do it. And at this point, I mean, where are we now on this on the social interactions?
It's up there.
43,000 views in less than an hour. So do you think that's getting 43,000 views when they do the little uniform reveal on Fridays where like the helmet, like the head change and then the body change and then legs and all that stuff?
That was so bad. God, that was bad.
Like, do you think those things were getting 43,000 views in 1 hour? You want to talk about branding? You want to talk about popularity, things like that? This is it. We're already seeing the regional and national media people quote tweet it and talk about it. Just do it at this point. And that's not a That's not an inside joke about Nike.
Careful there. Careful.
You can still be Adidas. But here's the thing. Like, here's where we are. You and I think we're both on the same page with this. And I think most of our friends at the End Zone 11 are on the same page.
Indeed.
You want to use the jerseys like they are this year? We're totally good with that.
We'll let that happen.
That helmet has got to be your helmet, whether it be the maroon one, the white one, maroon face mask, white face mask, whatever. That has got to be your permanent helmet. And it can't be a one-off. It can't be a two-off. It's got to be a 12-off. It's got to be every single game this year. You've got to put that on the helmet. I mean, there's no other way around it. You have given Mississippi State fans an inch here. And they're ready for it.
They will take a mile.
They're ready for it to be long term. And again, I'm putting my journalistic integrity aside once again, and I'm sporting the interlocking for the End Zone 11. And it goes beyond the End Zone 11. That's just where this all began. Just like the field paint, just like the state script when we first were campaigning for that. Just like the LED lights, we even talked about the practice facility. People told us that this would not happen. People told us this was stupid. It was hopeless. Stop talking about it. And you see what happens whenever the fan base starts to really get involved and get excited about something. This is an opportunity here for Mississippi State to really get on the good graces of this fan base. You're trying to raise money. For revenue share, you're trying to bring excitement to football. And for Zach Selman, you're trying to continue to win brownie points, and he is checking boxes left and right now.
Yeah.
He can check a big, fat box right here if he does this.
How many people did you say had already viewed this tweet?
It was at 43,000.
43,000 views.
And as we speak right now, this has been up for 45 minutes.
So I went back and looked. I found a couple of the uniform tweets from last year. The one prior to the Florida game, 12,000 views total. The one prior to the Texas game, that is week five, 16,000 views total. So this
– And that was a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a
year. We've gone up now, and the 2 minutes that you and I have talked has been viewed 4,000 more times.
And look, don't take that as Robbie and I trying to tell you that we're responsible for that. We're not.
This is
a two-part deal. This is what Bulldog fans want. And this is what the national fan recognizes Mississippi State as. And that's where the combination lies, right? So you've got a combination of your diehard fans, that's the uniform they want to see. No question about it. And then the other side of that coin is every other fan who looks at that uniform and goes, oh, yeah, that's the classic Mississippi State look. That looks great. Why did they ever get – you hear that question a lot. Why did they ever get away from that? That's a question we'll probably never know the answer to. But
there's been so many lies and excuses about this logo over the years that I don't
so
understand.
So many lies.
So
– sorry, got to do a little shame. Right.
Anyways – we were told that Nike owned this thing.
Lie.
We were told that you have to brand around a logo.
Lie.
All this stuff. Like, the most play Mississippi State's logo has gotten in the last 3 years has been when they've produced these interlocking helmets or uniforms or whatever. That's the most play they've gotten nationally on a logo online. And now you can track this stuff, I'm sure, with merchandise, and a marketing person or a licensing person would argue with us about this and say,
"You're wrong."
Well, the banner M sold more than interlocking. That doesn't really mean that much to me, because the banner M is everywhere. The interlocking is not something that is readily available for everybody in apparel. You can go to Walmart and some random person who just moved their kid in to Mississippi State at the dorm, they go, you know, they buy a, or their kid just applied to school there, they buy a shirt from Walmart or something, or they order one online. That's got, so that stuff doesn't apply. Put both of these out, put the interlocking and put the banner M up against each other evenly, I guarantee you that this will be going away the logo that people choose. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I'm just like, you and I are both on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't care about what people around the country are thinking right. about Mississippi State's logo.
I care about Mississippi State people. That's what
it's
I
validation right now to see that for people coming out and talking about it. That's validation. But you, what do Mississippi State fans want? What are they going to be wearing? What do they want to see at the on the helmet? Those are the people that matter.
Two things. My prediction that if State's 4-0, they will beat Tennessee to go 5-0. I'm locking that in now. You're telling me we're going to have interlocking helmets. 100% they're going to win that game.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this from Brad Crawford, that he's saying that they're going to be a blackout game for September the 6th against Arizona State? That is
I reported that a couple weeks, or not, maybe last week on the board. Yeah.
I missed that. Okay.
That's an
interesting choice to play in the heat in a blackout uniform.
And it, you know, it's going to be nighttime, but it will be humid. I get your point.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But, the thought is it might be that jersey that was leaked in the offseason did not look very good.
I guess get that out of there, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, let's hope that's not the case. But
let's hope. So all right. It's not the fight's not over yet.
This is not a celebration.
We haven't won the war. I would quote the Wolf from Pulp Fiction, but this is a family program, so we're not going to do that. So we'll continue to see how it goes.
You know what's funny, Brian? On the night of the...
Is it actually funny, or is this like when a woman says, you know what's funny?
It's more ironic.
Okay.
I remember walking into the stadium at the Independence Bowl
mm-hmm.
that night.
Yeah.
And
getting ready to
absolutely hated the fact that Mississippi State was wearing all white.
I did too, yeah.
Like, the fans did not like that initially.
Oh. No.
They did not like those uniforms.
No.
Because State was wearing – because usually State wore the maroon helmets.
Yeah.
And they had white, and it just did not look right. And
then you had the snow. And
hardly anybody liked it.
Yeah.
But now, like, that's all changed. I think we're all on board with this. But it's just – it's funny how things change over time. What hasn't changed over time is everybody loves this logo, and it looks absolutely incredible on that helmet. And so it's got to be what you do going forward. I mean, you can't just give these fans a taste like this every couple of years and then say, all right, you got it. Now let's move on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. This is something that you can't like, there's no compromise on it. It's got to be the helmet sticker moving forward. So we'll see what they do. Maybe I'm not expecting it to be on the helmet all year. But maybe you mix it in 4 or 5 games.
It's got to be that way at this point.
I mean, mix it in 4 or 5 games,
time.
And then you reassess next year, and you make it. That's when you make it the logo.
Yeah, we will see. All right. When we come back next week, we'll have spoken to Jeff Lebby following State's second scrimmage of preseason camp. We'll have some more to talk about. Also, I will have I wasn't able to get our Northern Illinois guy until tomorrow, so that'll be on Monday's show. We'll have our Northern Illinois preview, plus next week we'll have an Arizona State preview as well. Thanks for joining us this week. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you again very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.